With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Russia claims to have finally captured the embattled Ukrainian city of Avdiivka.
The Russian military has said it has crushed the last pocket of resistance at the eastern Ukraine city's huge coke plant. It said the sheer weight of its troop numbers and greater firepower drove out Kiev's forces. Footage from Russian state broadcaster RTR showed Russian tanks moving through the destroyed city. A Russian commander known as Hermes responded to a reporter asking if the city was under Russian control. Yes, the city is 100% ours. The victory was a morale boost for Russia, days ahead of the two-year anniversary of its full-scale invasion of its neighbor. I'm Karen Shamas.
A missile attack by Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels has damaged a Belize-flagged ship traveling through a strait connecting the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden, the crew forced to abandon ship. Also at SRNnews.com, in Minnesota and beyond, people are mourning the loss of two police officers and a fire department paramedic. They were shot while responding to a domestic dispute in the Minneapolis suburb of Burnsville yesterday. Police say the gunman, who also died, had barricaded himself inside a house with family members who survived the ordeal unharmed. Gunfire at a Waffle House in Indianapolis has left a woman dead, five other people wounded.
Officers responded shortly after midnight Monday to the restaurant on Lyndhurst Drive, according to a police statement. One of two women shot was in critical condition and died at the hospital. One of the men who was wounded traveled separately to the hospital and is also listed in critical condition. An investigation is underway. Police believe an altercation between two groups of people at the restaurant escalated to gunfire. I'm Jennifer King.
On this President's Day, Wall Street and other U.S. financial markets are closed. Following a triple-digit loss Friday, the Dow resumes trading tomorrow at 38,628. This is SRN News. Pro-life leaders say there's a lot of work to be done now that Roe v. Wade has been repealed. Popular Pastor Greg Laurie is calling on churches to win hearts and minds, one woman at a time.
In our church, for instance, if a young woman finds herself pregnant outside of marriage, of course, we encourage her to carry the child to term and either raise the child herself or put the little one up for adoption. And we have a support system where we're going to be there for her with all the things she's going to need in life.
He leads Harvest Christian Fellowship in Riverside, California.
I just think this is something that the church can step into the space and be a real light. And I think there's a place for, you know, dealing with this and the political system and with laws, but ultimately it's a decision of these women.
Laurie says the goal is to create a pro-life mindset in America, which would make abortion unthinkable. That would render state laws on abortion virtually irrelevant. SRN News. Communist China continues moves aimed at intimidating a smaller neighbor whose land it covets.
China is stepping up patrols in the waters off the coast of Taiwan's Kinmen Archipelago. It comes after the drowning of two Chinese fishermen who were chased by the Taiwanese Coast Guard, which accused their boat of trespassing. After the incident, the Chinese Coast Guard says it will regularly monitor the waters not far from Kinmen to strengthen maritime law enforcement. Fishermen from Taiwan and China regularly sail that stretch of water, which has seen a rise in tension as the number of Chinese vessels have notably increased. The fishermen's deaths are unusual despite the level of Chinese activity near Kinmen, which is closer to China than it is to Taiwan's main island. China claims all of self-ruled Taiwan is part of its territory. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Debate over school funding capturing center stage in the Alaska legislature as districts face teacher shortages and, in some cases, multi-million dollar deficits. More details at SRNnews.com.